Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A new prime minister has been named in the Central African Republic as President Catherine Samba Panza and her transitional government move to end the sectarian violence there and chart a way forward for that troubled nation. Mohamed Kamoun, a Muslim, has been named as prime minister, replacing the incumbent who resigned last week. Kamoun, an economist, served as finance ministry official under the government of former President Francois Bozizé. He also acted as Seleka rebel leader Michel Djotodja's cabinet director during his 10-month presidency, when mostly Muslim Seleka fighters seized power in March 2013. Kamoun and President Samba Panza must now name the new government members and begin the process of grassroots and national dialogue leading to elections next year. The United States calls on the president and new prime minister to move quickly to appoint the new cabinet so the transitional government can work to achieve real and rapid results to improve the lives of all of the CAR citizens. Seleka leaders must rethink their refusal to join the new transitional government, for there can be no military solution to the political crisis. We continue to call on all parties in the Central African Republic to refrain from violence, to respect and fully implement the cessation of hostilities agreement signed on July 23rd in Brazzaville, and to support the national dialogue process. Substantive steps must be taken to bring peace, stability, and justice to all of the people of the Central African Republic. We also support the efforts of all Central Africans to work together to continue a broad-based, inclusive dialogue on a political way forward for the Central African Republic, leading to free and fair elections.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.